This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
Doucet and champagne, I'm about to do my thing.
Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. July is in full swing, and that means this weekend, St. Louis will see the return of Workfest, an annual music and art celebration that uplifts Black queer people. This year is special because it's Workfest's fifth anniversary, and one of this year's performers is Trey G. Trey G is a St. Louis native and co-founder of Workfest, and he joins me now. Trayvon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
So we are hearing you. This is Workfest's two-day away, sort of, right? We're counting down.
Yes.
And I don't mean to pack on the pressure, but that's really soon. And you'll be performing again. How is it that you're feeling ahead of Saturday?
Anxious, but so excited. It's been a while since I've been on stage because I've been doing a lot of things behind. But it's such a pleasure to just get back and do the things that I love. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So in addition to it's been your second time performing in Workfest, this is also the festival's fifth year, as we noted in the introduction. And you and your husband, Shelton Boyd Griffith, you started Workfest in 2020.
Yes.
What is the significance of this milestone for both of you?
It means a lot. I think something that just started off as a pure passion project has really turned into a movement about creating safe spaces, about uplifting a community that normally doesn't get to be uplifted in this type of way. So I'm just excited that the community has embraced it in the way that it has. And I think it's such a celebration for all of us to be able to even do something like this here in St. Louis for 5 years.
Right. And what is it that this festival does that other festivals don't quite get? In other words, why is it necessary?
It's necessary because this community doesn't get a chance to be uplifted a lot in terms of getting bookings and performances or necessarily letting artists being able to lead with their queerness.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that right here at Workfest. We allow local artists and everybody to just be seen in different ways. For a lot of these artists, these are their first big performance.
Mm-hmm.
But also as a community, we're uplifting some of those people who have necessarily gotten a chance, but not necessarily the love from their own community.
Right.
So I think that it's just a different feeling. It's a different sense of family, connection. And I think that's what we do here at Workfest.
Mm-hmm. And what you've said in the past is that it is a space that you wish that you had when you were coming up. Have you already seen that that is what it is providing, particularly for those who are younger than you are?
Yeah, I do. A lot of times when I'm out, a lot of people are stopping me and having conversations about just about the fact that Workfest does exist and that it is something that they can have and that is something that we're providing. And I believe that we want to continue to create safe spaces in whatever way that looks like. And we use entertainment as that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in general, we will continue to do that in different ways.
Yeah. Now, state politics and policies that are directly aimed at queer and trans folks and not including them, in fact, excluding.
Yes.
Some people have even left the state because of those factors. How is it that you stay motivated to do this work when external forces like that are lined up against LGBTQ folks, you know, in general, but have really specific impacts on Black queer folks?
Yeah, that's a hard one, actually. But I think that just that simple fact that those things are happening is a motivator. I think it gives us motivation to continue to create that space, continue to create spaces that we wish that we had, but also highlighting those things that are happening in our community, but also giving us a space so that we can actually have those conversations about those things that we might not be able to necessarily have in other spaces.
Right. What do you think, then, that the five-year existence of Workfest, and this has been a consecutive 5 years, what does that signal to people outside the region and even those within it about the community here?
Yeah, I think that it shows everybody that we're here and that we're here to persevere and we're here to shine bright. A lot of people leave the Midwest out of the conversation, especially St. Louis. So I think it's also us bringing ourselves into the conversation of the queer culture abroad. So I think that it's been really cool to see everybody engage with us on social media from literally all over. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's really showing that, you know, the Midwest is here.
Why do you think the Midwest and specifically, we're not talking about Chicago.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Kansas City. Why do you think St. Louis gets left out?
You know, if I had an answer for it, I don't know. I really don't know why we're left out the conversation as much as we are. But I think that even in just in pop culture today that we're seeing that we've always been here. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of great talent, even historically.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the music, because that is foundational and elemental to WorkFest. We heard in the intro a bit of your song, The Feeling. What is the vibe that you're aiming for with this particular song and this iteration of the fest?
Yeah, The Feeling was actually created during the pandemic. I wanted to make something that people could dance to at home, actually. Mm-hmm. So that is what it actually was originated from. But The Feeling is whatever you want to make it. And I believe that it's a direct correlation to WorkFest. Mm-hmm. And just the vibe of just freedom.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, free spirit and love and what that means.
So dancing alone in your room in front of a screen in a virtual way, there's that. But then there's also the experience of dancing with others, and you will not be alone on the stage. And you've been on social media with teases about some of the friends who'll be joining you during your performance, Trayvon. Can you give us a couple hints maybe as to who we might expect to see sharing the stage with you?
Yes. Well, a lot of my original band members who have not played with me in 3 years mm-hmm. were all returning. Actually, everybody who was on stage with me at the first WorkFest is returning to the stage. That also includes my little brother who flew into town so that he can dance with me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really excited about that. And you might see a lot of familiar WorkFest faces, some that have been on the bill, maybe somebody who you wish will be on the bill in the future. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to give it away because it actually really is a surprise.
Okay.
But if you come and check us out, I'm pretty sure you will not be disappointed.
Okay. So you will not be the only performer, obviously, no. at WorkFest, and you definitely will not be the only St. Louis-based act. Another STL artist who'll be performing is KV the Writer.
Yes.
Here's a recent song from KV along with a couple of her friends.
When it's time he lies.
And that's Figure Out the Rest, the remix by KV the Writer featuring St. Louis artists Miley and Reggie Sun. Now, that has a very different feel from your song.
Yes.
Which other local artists are joining the celebration that'll be part of this year's WorkFest and really display sort of the spectrum of the different kinds of music people are producing?
Yeah, I really love that about WorkFest, that we get to feature a lot of different genres. We have this year from St. Louis, Rachel Bouzier, who is really on the front line of the R&B scene now. You might have seen her at the Dark Room recently in a residency. We also have a new upcomer, Daniel Allen, who I'm really excited to see. And we have a lot of DJs who are literally providing the soundscape of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We have Stasi, we have DJ Nico Marie, and then of course we have some of our great headliners.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually really nice to hear the names of some of the folks that we've had in our studio, sometimes to talk about their art, but also other aspects of their lives.
Yeah.
Sort of, it does show that complexity, the multi-layered, right?
Absolutely.
So performers who have a national profile and presence are also going to be featured in the lineup this weekend. And that includes ballroom icon Kevin Aviance, who was featured on Beyoncé's 2022 album Renaissance,
yes.
and R&B artist Serpent with Feet.
Tossed the blankets, got a duvet. Who you pushing now?
That is 1 to 10 by musician Serpent With Feet. So Trayvon, I gotta ask, on a scale from 1 to 10, what are we going to be getting with this year's Workfest?
I think it's going to be a 10 plus. The people will definitely come and get their 10s. I think you should expect just a great celebration, a celebration of love, community, of joy. We're excited about a lot of different aspects this year. We're also adding a vendor market this year, which I'm really excited about. Some of the BIPOC-led organizations and businesses around town will be there featured. We'll also be able to have an official after party that people can enjoy. And also just great performances in music. Like you said, Workfest started and it is rooted in music. And mm-hmm. I love that it gets to be a place of discovery.
Yeah. So these performers and these acts, the ones who are coming from out of town, like really big names with serious historic sort of cred, yeah. right? What is the significance of their coming here to be part of the 5-year anniversary of the festival?
I think that it also helps shows the impact, and not necessarily just, like, and maybe it was intentional by us, but I think I'm really surprised the fact that we're able to actually bring in these national acts, and like you said, who have such significance to just our culture. And I think that it's bridging the gap between St. Louis and the major culture mm-hmm. so that we do become a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, just from having national acts last year with Duran Bernard and Jada Essence Hall from RuPaul's Drag Race. And just to see them actually experience St. Louis for the first time. Mm. And so that's what I love, that a lot of these artists are coming here for their first time. We get to show them who St. Louis is. And I think they're always so surprised by just how much love is right here at mm-hmm. home.
And it makes for a very compelling calling card as well, right? The way that artists lead. Earlier, you had mentioned that artists are able to lead with their queerness at Workfest. What does that mean? And is there an example, perhaps, from either the lineup or the components of the festival, maybe even some of the things that are happening behind the scenes that really exemplifies that lead with queerness component?
Oh, yeah, I think it's just being in community. The fact that we don't necessarily have to have conversations about how we want to show up and that we just respect in general how you show up. And that could even just be how you're simply addressed by your pronouns or something of just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to show up in space. I think a lot of the times, because we live at the intersection of blackness and queerness, and in general, what that means. So we show up in different spaces differently. I think I even saw it in my career at the beginning. I feel like when I didn't leave with my queerness, I was a lot more accepted. And then when I did start to lead with queerness, I started mm-hmm. to see how it kind of shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So then that is also why I created Workfest. I said, well, if I'm not going to get booked or anything, how about let's just go create that space? And then I also saw that void for everybody else. So now we have our own.
Right. So this year, Workfest is going to be continuing a tradition of honoring pillars of the queer Black community in St. Louis. Who are the honorees this year, Trayvon?
This year, our Pride Vanguard Award will be Rudy Nickens. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited about that. And also our creative impact is going to be given to Kimmy Cruz Thomas, a great videographer and creative here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more with us about what it is Rudy Nickens, who was a guest for the show, why is it that he is being given this Pride Vanguard Award?
I believe that Rudy, in general, is so deserving. He has been on the front lines for blackness and for queerness and just his community in general for such a long time. And I love that he's getting a lot of the recognition now and that a lot of more people are getting to know about him. Him being featured in the museum recently and just being able to hear more of these stories of some of the luminaries who are here, right here at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important for our community to also give flowers while we can.
Right.
So I believe that Rudy is so deserving, and I think it's a great example of what Black queer excellence really is,
mm-hmm.
And just how you make up and how you show up and how you create space.
So, Trayvon, we've talked throughout this conversation about this being a celebration of Workfest and its 5 years. How do you envision this festival, you know, this celebration, I want to really underscore that word, of Blackness and queerness growing in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just going to take it as it comes. I think that in general, we will stay to our core, and music and entertainment will always be at our core. I think that we'll continue the festival here in St. Louis because, in general, I want it to be a place, a destination place for people from all over to come during the summer to experience WorkFest. But also, we'll create new content and work with queer artists all over because it isn't necessarily just a problem that's just about St. Louis. I think it's just about our culture as a whole. Mm-hmm. So as much representation that we can provide in space, I think that we will continue to do that. So I'm excited to see what the next five will look like.
Mm-hmm. As will we. Trayvon Griffith is co-founder of WorkFest and one of the festival's music performers. Trayvon, thanks for joining us today and good luck.
Thank you.
WorkFest is this Saturday, July 13th at the Big Top in Grand Center. And playing us out of today's show is Din Dada by Kevin Aviance, a featured performer at Saturday's WorkFest.
This episode was produced by Roche Hemmings
and Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr.
Podcast design by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.